Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham, right in our operations, back behind me. We got everybody watching all the storms, and right now, Hurricane Sally is the one that we're looking at the latest observations from the aircraft and the buoys. Winds 90 miles an hour, movement west-northwest at 7 miles an hour, and continuing to gather a little strength. And we're really starting to see the center here on radar and starting to see some of these rain bands. One thing to note on the radar, you can see the center here, some of that convection ramping around the center, and that's keeping it right at that 90 mile an hour mark. But look at some of these rain bands. Really important to really keep an eye on these with time, because that's where you can see just your torrential rainfall. That's where you can see also at times some of your tornado activity as well, and also the water spout. So that's the latest information that we have on the current situation. Where's it going to go? Well, the big takeaway here is just slow. It's not going anywhere soon, because we start seeing this movement. Let's examine it. So this was 1 p.m. Central today, and let's take this out into the future. So trying to make that turn at some point, trying to make that turn towards the north. And as it does now, can't concentrate just on this center point, because anywhere in this cone, two-thirds of the time, you can see that center. Right in here, somewhere in here, 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Right in here, 7 p.m. on Tuesday. 7 a.m. on Wednesday. 7 p.m. on Wednesday. That's just not a lot of movement. So really, if you think about that, over that period of time, Tuesday through Wednesday, that's all the movement. So not moving very fast, very slow movement, and that means more winds over the same area for a prolonged amount of time. Tropical storm force winds extending out from the center 100 or so miles. And that's why we have to look at the watches and warnings associated with this. It's not just on the coast. You can see those hurricane force winds all the way from Alabama back to Louisiana, and even starting to see tropical storm force winds potentially in the warning area inland into Alabama and Mississippi. So that slow movement makes it for a lot of rain. The slower the movement, the more rain you can get, and that is the forecast. Just torrential, dangerous flash flooding possible in these areas with this rainfall. In the red areas here, a large area, 10 to 15 inches of rain stretching in southern Mississippi back in through Alabama. 6 to 10 inches of rain, this orange, goes well into Alabama. But look at this core rain, the core rain right around that center and just to the right side. You can see areas with 15 to 20 inches of rain, even some spots with 24 inches of rain. So that's a dangerous situation, not just with the rainfall, but also the storm surge. The storm surge is a significant issue. The slower the storm, it has more time to pile up that water. And as a result, that east wind in Louisiana, you can see 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. And then as you travel around the center and also to the right side or the east side, Ocean Springs to Dauphin Island, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. Portions of Dauphin Island over to the Florida border, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. Mobile Bay, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge. And if you really zoom into some of the actual details here, you can see how that water filters in. This is Goshier, Pascagoula. You can see portions of into Mississippi that has some of that water. And the final map here, you can see even a Mobile Bay. Water comes in, gets channeled, and starts to pile up. And you got some dangerous storm surge in Mobile Bay as well. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with the latest information on Hurricane Sally.